Welcome back to Inside Agriculture, where it's time to check Tuesday's markets. Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing in Britton, South Dakota.
The last few trading sessions have been, is the war on? Is it off? Do we have a ceasefire? No, now we broke the ceasefire. I think I can say now that the war is over and there is a ceasefire. I think we're getting closer to Iran making some sort of agreement. But that has had a dramatic effect even on our markets. Not the grain so much, but crude oil. What a trip that took on Sunday night, from sharply higher to sharply lower, and down another $3.50 today, basically back to $64.50, taking all the war premium out. Everyone thinks that crude oil will still flow from Iran and through the Strait and get out to the rest of the world. A lot of red on the screen again today, yeah. Which is kind of depressing because we had a lot of red yesterday as well. Still war, everything else, weather still trumps all news. And in right now, you've got rain in parts of Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota. Some of the drier areas we thought we might generate a problem just are not a problem. So the funds who are selling the corn market are very confident to continue to sell the corn market. July corn, which of course is close to expiration, has made new contract lows. Dees corn, very close to contract lows. We haven't been this low since December. It's just the lack of a weather threat, the scare just has us selling this thing off. Now, obviously next week, June 30th, we have a huge acreage report and the quarterly stocks report. We're going to have to need some ray of sunshine there because right now the bullish stories are very minimal.
So, grains were a downer. Let's jump over to livestock.
The market struggled. The trade action doesn't look good. We traded sharply higher for quite a bit of the morning. Remember, last week we had a very bullish cattle on feed report, or quite bullish, I should say. Placement numbers at only 92%. That's a bullish number. But the trade action, the fact that we can't rally off of that news is kind of depressing. You know, in cash cattle for the last few weeks, we were at 240 up in the north at a peak, and then 238, now 232 to 235. Despite very light slaughter numbers, the cash numbers are driving, the cash trade is going lower. So kind of depressing trade action there in the cattle as well. Kind of looks like that top last month or this month is going to be a top that holds. Now, if you're keeping track, I've only called the top like three other times in the cattle market, So there's my disclaimer. But the trade action right now today kind of tells me that the highs might be in and producers should be hedged.
How important is next Monday's USDA report?
Monday's very important. I mean, acreage is huge. We argue about yield all year long, but really you take a million acres plus or minus, and that changes the ending balance. So it's a huge report. I don't look for huge changes in acreage, but boy, this one is pretty good about surprising me. So I'm kind of just going into it as, well, I'm not selling corn here, so I'm hoping the acres are lower. Maybe there's more prevent plant in southern Illinois than we thought, and hopefully we get some bullish news.
Dwayne Bussey, Bolt Ag Marketing, Britton, South Dakota. But there should be a weather story in the grains. The extreme heat wave that occurred over the weekend and continues over corn and soybean growing areas. Does it have an impact? USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey.
A lot of the U.S. corn and soybeans, especially in the heartland in the Midwest, has not yet reached the reproductive stage of development. And we do see some single-digit numbers for corn reaching the silking stage, and mostly single-digit numbers in the Midwest for soybeans starting to bloom, one exception being Iowa, where soybeans blooming advanced to 13% by June 22nd. But from the corn standpoint, most of the corn is still safe. If we're going to get the heat, let's get it out of the way before it reaches reproduction. For soybeans, that crop can withstand heat and begin to recover after it turns cooler and wetter. So any of the early blooming soybeans that are being affected by this heat, that may not be the end of the road for that crop. It can rebloom or recover later once cooler temperatures return.
All right, it's time for a weather forecast now on Inside Agriculture.